Welcome back to the 30 years of WNEW-FM.
Seems to be ready. Are you ready?
One memorable afternoon in the mid-70s, we covered what was supposed to be a Rolling Stones press conference at a hotel downtown on Fifth Avenue. Here's what happened when I turned things over to Scott Muni.
Thank you, Pete. We're here. The press conference is ready to begin momentarily. There are a few surprises that will take place. Number one will be that one of the speakers at the press conference will be Professor Irwin Corey. Right now we're waiting. I hear the PA system seems to be getting ready, so we'll go down to the podium.
I just wanted to mention, for those who have asked, there will be a press release for your use as soon as the Stones get here. But in the meantime, I would like to introduce you to Professor Irwin Corey, the world's foremost authority.
In 56 concerts, they're going to reach 1,500,000 people. Now, what is that? It'll bring in about $15 million, but this is only the currency which is necessary to use as the medium of exchange. We're going to give them this, and they're going to give us that. Now, people ask, what is that? Well, that is a pronoun used sometimes instead of this. Now, if you don't know what this is, that ain't gonna mean nothing to you, but it's not the point. The Rolling Stones have not been in this country for many years due to the fact that there has been some complacency on the part of the administration to activate the cultural effort. What the hell are they doing outside?
On the drum. And you all are invited to come out.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out in the street now. Outside the restaurant on Fifth Avenue. Thank you. Yeah, perfect. We're on the street and there are a number of people out here, but now this is the surprise. The Stones are coming up right now on a flatbed truck. Dave Herman is here, and here comes the truck now into view, and they're going to be, yep, they are. There's Mick Jagger and the Stones. They're all here. Now you hear the sound. Let's pick it up. Mick Jagger has just thrown out the announcements of the tour.
Will be on June
22nd through 27th. Right. They'll be at Madison Square Garden. Those dates, June 22nd to 27th. Tickets, I suppose at this moment, now that it's official, will be on sale at Madison Square Garden.
There's a crowd of several hundred people just following the truck down
it's
Fifth
multiplying
Avenue.
Multiplying every minute.
They're on their way down towards Washington Square Park.
Yes, we're two blocks from Washington Square Park now, where the hotel was. And I hope you could feel some of the excitement that was in the air here. We literally were crushed.
Yeah, I could stick my hand in my heart. Spill it all over the stage. I love song.
It's only rock and roll. And that's what it's all about at WNEW-FM, bringing great music to our listeners and bringing great music live all through the years, especially those free concerts that we presented in New York Central Park, on the Sheep Meadow and the Great Lawn. Those concerts really have become legendary. Jefferson Airplane back in 72, The Starship in 75, Beach Boys in 77, James Taylor 79, Elton John in 80, and Simon and Garfunkel 1981. Here are some highlights.
Richard Neer and Dave Herman, and we're live at Central Park with Jefferson Starship.
About 70,000 people here on WNEW-FM in New York.
Together have given you a quarter of a century of rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, WNEW-FM presents the Beach Boys!
NEW has this policy, you know, to try to provide a free concert a year for people, and they asked us if we would do it, and they've been really fantastic about giving us all kinds of airplay in the past. You know, Pete Fornicello is a big Beach Boy fan. Scott Muni there, the program director, has been really good to us.
How do you feel about all those people out there to see you?
I feel like if I were living in New York and there was free Beach Boy concerts, I'd be there too.
This is Eyewitness News with Roger Grimsby, Bill Butel, plus Warner Wolf, Storm Field, and the Eyewitness News team. Broadcasting direct from the Eyewitness Newsroom.
This has got to be New York at its summer best. A huge, maybe a record crowd for James Taylor, and for a very good cause. The cause is Central Park. The Sheep Meadow right here, people from Merjani, the people who make Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, are selling these buttons at a buck a shot. And as artfully demonstrated by Dennis Elsis, WNEW-FM is selling Rocket T-shirts. Dennis is the night jock on NEW.
Six to ten.
You look taller on the radio. What's the purpose behind all of this?
Joel, as you probably know, the Sheep Meadow is in a lot of trouble. The grounds have had better times, and so they're trying to raise about $50,000 today by selling these shirts and those buttons in order to resod and set up a sprinkler system so we can save the Sheep Meadow. That's the whole purpose of the free music contributed by James Taylor.
James Taylor is here free tonight. He is the sweet singer of rock and roll. Let's give him a listen.
Morning, it's Dan O from Central Park on WNEW-FM in New York. We already have somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people gathered on the Great Lawn for some rock and roll music with Elton John for free. There were some folks that were here 2 days ago at 10 o'clock in the morning roping off areas just to be sure they had a great seat for this show. It's pretty incredible. We'll try and move about and talk with them a little bit later on as the reports continue from Central Park.
Let's check out what's going on. Fellas?
I'm right here, Pete. It's Scott Muni, and I have a gentleman resplendent in green, full of entertainment very shortly, Elton John. Hi, Elton.
Hi.
Welcome to the Bark.
Thank you very much. It's some day out here. I can't believe it.
The Bark now, the crowd here is the largest it's ever been in the Great Lawn in its history. Great Lawn is, of course, five baseball fields.
Everyone's just out there for have a good time on a beautiful afternoon.
Garfunkel.
A night that I'll never forget. It still has the same glow to me. It was a total surprise to us. We thought, of course, that there a lot of people would come, but we had no idea that it was going to be 500,000 people.
What a night. God, I thought it might be somewhat crowded, but we seem to have filled the place.
And then, 10 years later.
New York City has had a long summer tradition of hosting free concerts in the park, and tonight the tradition continues on HBO when Paul Simon takes the stage live on the Great Lawn of Central Park. Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Fornital.
And I'm Dave Herman from WNEW-FM. We're reporting to you live from Central Park, and as you can see, thousands of Paul Simon fans have already arrived to try to find a front row seat. There are none left, I'll tell you that one.
When I learned to play some rhythm guitar, and I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside to smoke myself a J. When I come back to the room, everybody just seen the move, and I turned my amp up loud, I began to play. It's late in the evening now, and I blew that room away.
Death of John Lennon, and a little help from our friends when the 30 years of WNEW-FM continues.